Hey guys, this is Christina for the Nerd of Godcast, and I'm here with your daily devotional. Well, here we are, halfway through 2020, and I have to say, the world we are in now looks completely different from the one we were in when the year started. With all of the changes we've endured so far, it honestly feels sometimes like we're suddenly on an alien planet, far from the familiar home of the past. It makes me think of an older TV series called Farscape and its protagonist, John Crichton. It's an excellent series if you haven't watched it, one that takes the concept of science fiction as a safe space to explore big ethical and moral concepts seriously. Anyway, Crichton is an astronaut who, through a cosmic accident that happens while he is performing an experiment in space, is hurtled across the galaxy and finds himself on a prison ship that the resident prisoners have commandeered in an attempt to escape, while also being chased by a captain of a very militant alien race who doesn't understand that sometimes accidents happen. Everything is completely different, and he has no idea how to interact with his new shipmates or even his new environment. Those who don't want to immediately kill him assume he is inferior to them in every way, because he just doesn't react in the normal, selfish, and self-preserving manner typical of inhabitants in this particular part of the universe. Yet it is the same willingness to listen, to show compassion to even his enemies, to generally be an awesome person, and to challenge others to do the same that gets his new shipmates to come together as a team and get themselves out of more than a few dire situations. It reminds me of 1 Peter 2:11-12. Dear friends, I urge you, as foreigners and exiles, to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Peter is basically saying, I know they're trash-talking you for being different, but you need to ignore them and keep being generally awesome people because eventually they'll come around. As nerds, we often end up feeling like John Crichton. Like him, we are exiles from society, living in a foreign world with foreign values. As Christians, this foreign feeling can feel double. For some reason, in some places, our nerdy interests are not seen as compatible with the church. I don't know about you, but I found my way to Nerd of Godcast because I was having trouble finding people who understood and accepted me as both a Christian and a nerd. And yet nerds brought the society that doesn't like us pretty much all of the major blockbuster franchises in recent times. And any nerd I talk to, even the non-Christian ones, have a more profound understanding of some of the concepts taught in the Bible than someone who has been a Christian all their life because of their otherness. That didn't happen because we tried to conform. It came about because we didn't stop being who we were in the face of ignorance and disdain. We are called to do the same as Christians. We're called to be different, be compassionate even to our enemies, to challenge others to be better than who they were raised to be. We are called to be, as my husband puts it, awesome in the name of Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Christina from Nerd of God Daily, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.